Hey, Heck!
What happened to your face?
Got myself shaven. What happened to yours?
Jonah Hex is a tortured soul. A veteran of the civil war between the states, he's seen more than his share of killing. But it's something he does really well, and that skill is in demand on the lawless frontier of the late 1800s.
Jonah Hex.
He's the voice you wanted.
You surely have done us quite a favor.
Transaction's all it was. I'll collect my $100 bounty on him and be on my way.
One side of his face is hideously scarred, the result of a run-in with a Civil War veteran from the other side, the truly bad Quentin Turnbull. When Hex gets offered the chance to clear his name by stopping Turnbull from using terror to launch a new Civil War, it's an offer the bounty hunter cannot turn down.
Turnbull!
We near settled our score!
Josh Brolin, a co-star of the 2007 Academy Award winner No Country for Old Men and Oscar-nominated for his role in the 2008 drama Milk, plays the title character in Jonah Hex. Brolin says it took 3 hours in the makeup chair every day to give the character his disfigured look.
To be honest with you, I think that it lent to the kind of curmudgeon-y feel of the character itself.
Like the comic book on which it's based, Jonah Hex explodes with violent outbursts. But Brolin says it's appropriate to the story and the genre.
This movie, when you watch it, you expect, at least when I do, you expect it to be gratuitous. And it's not, and I think that's much more interesting.
Can you shoot?
Can you? Always do like when you finally show up.
Also confounding expectations is the character of Lila, a frontier prostitute who's the only person Hex feels he can really trust. Megan Fox plays Lila.
Josh and I had a conversation about what their past relationship could have been and why she would be so dedicated and so in love with someone who treated her the way that he did and was not able to love. And we came up with a backstory between the two of us of what things that had gone on in the past and why she was so dedicated to him and so loyal and hurt for him so badly.
She admits to having trouble with some of the big guns her character has to wield.
It was really difficult for me to shoot the old style, like the gunslinger guns, because I have tiny little baby hands and they're really large and really heavy. And so just the physicality of actually having to pull that off was really difficult. This was more action heavy for me. It was more intricate, the action in this movie, than in previous movies that I've done.
Fox, now 24, became a pop culture phenomenon after co-starring in the first two Transformer action films, and says she is at home in the genre.
I like working on action films, and I like working on movies that are comic book based or that have sort of this theme, because they're things that I watched or I loved when I was a kid.
Jonah Hex made its comic book debut in the 1970s and has gone through several incarnations, a history that Brolin says allowed the film to be a bit more innovative and risky.
Coming from, or at least stemming from, a comic book that has had three lives and that wasn't necessarily very successful, but I love the idea that it refused to die, so it was a survivalist comic book. But it allowed us to take luxuries and do what we wanted to do as long as we had the blessing of the comic book artists. So the core of the character is there, but then we kind of go off on all these different tangents.
Megan Fox says she wants the comic book fanboys to like the film, but adds that to be successful, it has to reach beyond that small but loyal fan base.
Well, I feel like it's impossible to really please, and I love them, but it's impossible to please the hardcore comic book fans because they'll never be happy no matter what you do. You can't focus completely on pleasing them because you'll never win, and then you're excluding like a whole other world of people who weren't aware of the comic in the first place. So I think you have to take some sort of liberties to make it into a live-action film or it wouldn't work.
You still got that derringer in your bustle?
No, I took it.
What about that knife in your garter?
I took it.
What about that?
I took it all, Jonah.
Well, searched you pretty darn good, didn't they?
Wouldn't you?
Jonah Hex co-stars John Malkovich as the villain Turnbull. The cast also features Michael Shannon, Michael Fassbender, and Will Arnett. And after achieving success as an animator, Canadian-born Jimmy Hayward makes his live-action directing debut with Jonah Hex. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.